Rumble strips in work zones are a fairly recent innovation being used by some agencies to improve safety of all vehicles, including large trucks. They are portable transverse rumble strips. Rumble strips create both an audible and tactile alert when driven over by vehicles, and are believed to help increase attention and alertness of drivers. Rumble strips have now been developed so they can easily be placed on the pavement when needed without adhesives, and then simply picked up when no longer needed. The weight and design of the strips keeps them from being moved significantly, even at high speeds. Although these devices are most often utilized in conjunction with flagging operations on two-lane highways, several agencies have begun to use them successfully for short periods on high-speed interstate facilities to attract motorist attention and get them to focus on the upcoming work zone. When deciding to use temporary rumble strips in work zones, several factors must be considered. What is the duration of the work? What is the speed limit in the work zone? Where are the rumble strips located? What is the best type of temporary rumble strip to use? Duration of work. The duration of the work is a key variable when deciding to use a rumble strip. ATSSA's guidance for the use of temporary rumble strips in work zones does not recommend rumble strips for mobile work or short-duration work in work zones, but offers rumble strip selections for short-term, intermediate, and long-term work. Speed limit. Literature suggests that a narrower spacing, the amount of space between strips within a pattern or array, should produce higher sound levels. Additionally, the spacing of temporary rumble strips is dependent on the speed within the work zone. Lower speeds require less spacing between strips, whereas higher speeds require more spacing. The MUTCD recommends that the spacing of rumble strips may be reduced as the distance to the approaching condition decreases in order to convey that an action is imminent and/or give the impression that the driving speed is too fast. Rumble strip location. Rumble strip arrays should be selectively located with respect to the potential hazard so as to maximize their effectiveness. What that means may have more than one answer. McAvoy conducted a research review that summarized the upstream location of rumble strips relative to the work zone, the location where speed data was collected, and the average speed reductions resulting from the installation of the rumble strips. This research synthesis indicated that as the location of the rumble strips in relation to the taper diminished, the effect in terms of speed reductions generally increased. Based on resulting speed reductions in previous research, McAvoy conducted a regression analysis including a trend line indicating the anticipated speed reduction based on the location of the rumble strips. The trend line was highest, representing greater speed reductions at 500 feet upstream from the work zone. The Maryland State Highway Administration also recommends that the closest set of rumble strips should be placed 300 to 500 feet in advance of the work zone location, though placement within the work zone may ultimately be dictated by the signing plan. The ideal circumstance is to have drivers traverse the rumble strips at the same time that the driver is exposed to the advance warning signs, as the intent is to make inattentive drivers aware of approaching conditions. Care must be taken when deciding when and where to use these devices, though, as some agencies do have concerns about their effect on motorcycle stability. Several states have chosen to post advanced warning signs notifying motorists where temporary rumble strips are deployed.